Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chav Ches. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer again very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on Chav Ches Amar Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah on the top of Chav Ches Amar Aleph. The Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a person is machrim all of his nechasim to a kohen, and how you're not really supposed to do that, how a person is not even able to really do that, because you have to keep some nechasim for yourself. And we're going to have a comment about how careful one has to be with one's money. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the next Mishnah is going to discuss with things that you're not able to be machrim, like your children or Jewish servants, and we're even going to have a machlokas whether Kohanim and Levim are able to be machrim. Is there a distinction between Kohanim and Levim? Is there a distinction between Karka and Metatlin? And we'll explain what is behind each of those shitos. Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss a sada that goes out at Yovel, that it goes to the Mishmar, that is the Mishmar of Kohanim, that is serving when that Yovel hits. So the Gemara is going to talk about the Shaila, what happens if the Yovel hits on Shabbos. So how do you consider which Mishmar it is? It's the changing of the guards on on Shabbos. So we're going to bring a Raya, we're going to bring an answer and a Raya, and the Gemara is going to discuss Shemitah, when Shemitah takes effect. Does Shemitah take effect at the beginning of a year or at the end of a year? And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to continue to talk about Dinim of Charamim. It's going to talk about Chermei Kohanim, the Charam that you give to Kohanim, how you can't be poed to them and you just give it to the Kohen like it's Truma, and he gets to and it becomes like Chul in money. And the Mishnah is going to bring him a Chlok about a cherim stam. If let's say you just say that something is cherim, but you don't say whether it's a cherim le kohanim or a cherim le bedek abayis, what sorts of assumptions do we make? And we'll have a few other halachos in the Mishnah at the end of the daf as well. But let's get started. So in order to understand what this entire series of Mishnayos that will bring us till the end of the perek is all about, we need to understand what cherim means. Cherim over here does not mean like an excommunication. That is not the kind of cherim that we are talking about. We are talking about cherem in the sense that it's used in the Torah in Vayikra Perachav Zayin Pasuk Chav Ches. Ach chol cherem asher yachrim ish la Hashem mikol ashalo meadam uvehemo mistei achuz aso lo yimacher v'lo yigal kol cherem kodesh kadoshim ula Hashem. And Chazal understand that the pasuk when it says ach chol cherem asher yachram ish la Hashem is talking about cherem kohanim. What does that mean? A person says these nechasim should be a cherem to kohanim. The halacha then is that they become kadosh. You have to give them to kohanim, and there's no way of being poed to them. The Kohanim get to keep them. Once the Kohanim have them, they become chulin again, but they are the property of the Kohanim. Prior to them going to the Kohanim, they are subject to me'ila. That is what we call cherim le'kohanim. But then there's another type of cherim that is referred to at the end of the pasuk, called cherim kodesh kadoshim mula Hashem. This is from a cherme gavoa. A person says that these nechasim should be cherim la'shamayim, or cherim le'bedek abayis, or cherim la Hashem. In such a case, they become kadosh, and the mammon belongs to the bedek habayis, like anything that has that's hukdash the bedek habayis, and someone who gets hanah from it is in violation of mi'ila, and the kedusha does not go away from it when you give it to the gizbar. It remains kadosh, but you're able to be poed to them. If you say the cherim stam, we're going to see that's going to be machlokes in the Mishnah. So the two fundamental things: when you give a cherim lekohanim, it is kadosh until you give it to the Kohanim. Once you give it to the Kohanim, it's no longer Kadosh, it now belongs to them, and it is not subject to any sort of pidyon. When you give a cherim lebedek habayis, then it is Kadosh even after you give it to the Gizbar, but it is subject to pidyon. So that is, those are the two major differences between a cherim lekohanim and a cherim lebedek habayis. So says the Mishnah, machrim adam mitzono umibikaro umeavadov umishavchosav akananim umisteachuzaso. That a person can make cherim, he's able to be machrim some of his sheep, some of his cattle, some of his avadim, some of his shvachos, as long as they're non-Jewish avadim and shvachos, and some of his inherited lands. Vim hechron es kulam. If he leaves himself nothing and he gives these things entirely for cherem, then einu muchramim. Then the din of cherem is not chal on his nechassim at all, even on part of the nechassim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes the following kal v'chomer. Ma im lo gavoa einu dem rashi lahachrim kol nechassav. If as far as making something a cherem to belong to Hegdish, the halach is you're not allowed to give everything, and if you give everything, the cherem is not going to be chal, then halach is kamav kamashi adam chasal nechasav. So certainly a person should be careful with his own nechasim and not give everything away to a hedyo, not give everything away to regular people. He has to keep something for himself. So even for a tzorich mitzvah, you're not allowed to give away all of your money. A person has to be concerned to live responsibly and keep something for himself. So says Mar Minani Mili, how do I know this din? That you're only allowed to give some of your nechasim, but not all of any category of nechasim to a cherem. The Tanur Rabbanu, because the Brisa tells us as follows: we dash in the pasuk, mi kol asher lo, but velo kol asher lo. You give from all that is yours, but not all that is yours. Me adam, you can give some of your avadim, velo kol adam. Mi behema, velo kol behema. Mi stei achuzaso, velo kol stei achuzaso. So yachal lo yachrim. So I might think, right, you're not allowed to make it a cherim, but if you do, it counts. Tamalomar ach. That's why the pasuk says ach kol cherim, to tell me that even b'diavad the cherim is not going to be chal. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says a kal v'chomer ma im legevoeh. If when it comes to charamim that it's going to have it's going to belong to hegdish. The halacha is ein adam rashei lachrim kol nechasav. You're not allowed to give all of your nechasim to hegdish. Alach is kam v'kam. Then certainly a person should be chas on his own nechasim and not give everything away to a hedyot, to not give everything away to non-gavoa purposes. So the Tosfos raises the kasha: how does Rabbi Elazar learn this din of a kal v'chomer mayim legavoa in a rashi? The pasuk ach kol cherim that the Gemara quotes is said by cherme kohanim, which don't have kedusha. So it isn't really talking about cherme gavoa, the pasuk that we're talking about. So Tosfos suggests that even by cherme kohanim, there is kedusha up until the time that you give it to the Kohanim. So it is partially considered to be ligavoa in that sense. So anyway, utsricha. The pasuk has to tell me all of these different categories that you're not allowed to be machrim the entirety of the category, everything you own in that category. Dikas rachmana mikol asher lo, if the pasuk would have just said mikol asher lo, which is we assume to be a reference to metaltalin, so hava amina kol de isle lo lachrim. I might have thought that the isra is to be machrim all the nechasim that you own. Aval min echad, but one category of nechasim, one type of nechasim, lichr meikule, I would think you're able to make cherim that entire category. So kasav rachmana may adam. That's why the pasuk says may adam velo kol adam, that you cannot give all of your avadim. You can only give some of your avadim. V'kasav rachmana may adam the cycle of the avoda. I would say, oh, you can't give away all of your avadim because you need someone to serve you. You can't survive without avadim. Aval sadeh sagile b'disturan. But if a person gives away all of his steyachuza, so he could work as a sharecropper by other people. You don't need property in order to be able to survive. So I would think that you're allowed to give it all away. V'yashmin sadin, if it only would have said sadin, mishum d'chiyusei, I would say because sadin is something that your chiyus is totally on your sadin. You're not able to survive without your sadin, without your property. Aval adam, sagdei b'shma b'yalma. But in adam, you don't need an eved. You need someone to help you, but you could hire help. You don't need it to be an eved that you buy. V'yashmin hani tarti, and if it only would have told me by these two halachas, both by adam and by sadin, that you're not allowed to give them all away as a cherim, I would say, yeah, mishum dahacha chiyusa, vahacha chiyusa, because they're both critical to everyday living. Aval metaltalin, but when it comes to metaltalin, so you'll give away this metaltalin, you'll buy more metaltalin tomorrow. So the chriminu l'kulu, I would think that you can give it all as a cherim, tzrichi. That's why the pasuk has to tell me that even by metaltalin, you can only give some and not all. So the Gemara asks, wait, behema lamali. Why does it have to say behema? What does that come to add to the limud over here? Lichad, I mean, don't I already know from the other categories that you're not allowed to give all of your behemos? It's lichad etani. It's to tell me what the following brisa says. Yachol yachrim adam b'no bito avdav shivchaso yivrim. I might think that a person could give his zecherim, his son, his daughter, or his Jewish evidence shivcha, uste miknaso, and his stay mikna, but you know, property that he has purchased, tamalomar. That's why the pasuk says behema. Behema tells me only things that are similar to a behema are subject to cherim. Namely, ma behema yesh lo reshus l'machra. Just like a behema is entirely yours, and therefore you're allowed to sell it. You have the right to sell it, so you can make it a cherim. Of course, yesh lo reshus l'machra. The only thing you can make a cherim is something that you have a right to sell, and that's why the pasuk has to tell me behema to tell me that all of these other things that we're going to learn about in the next Mishnah, actually, that you don't have a right to sell, that aren't really yours, that don't really belong to you, you're not allowed to make a cherim. Says Mara, what do you mean? You're not allowed to sell all these items? What do you mean you're not allowed to sell your child? You're allowed to sell your young daughter when she's a ketana. You're allowed to sell off your daughter. That's a pasuk in the Torah, and Parshas Mishpatim, v'chiyimkor ish es bito la'ama. You could sell your daughter off as a maidservant. So yachol yachrit mena. So because of that, you can be machrim your daughter. No, tamalomar behema. That's what the pasuk says. Behema ma behema yeshul shus lemochra liolam. We have to add an extra word into the limud that just like a behema, you can sell forever. There's no time limit. There's no time where the behema ages out and you say no, it's too old. It's now independent and you can't sell it. So the only things that you'll always be allowed to sell are you allowed to make a cherim. So af kol sheyesh lo reshus l'mochra liolam, as opposed to your daughter, where even though you are allowed to sell her, but only for a short period of time. Amar Blazer ben Azariah, im legavoy ein adam rashi. So Blazer ben Azariah made the following drasha, that if you're not even allowed to give all of your stuff for a cherim, then all the more so you got to be careful not to give all of your properties to other people. So frekta gemara hainu tanakama lechora, he's saying the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer, that a person is not able to be machrim kol nechasav. In what way is Rabbi Blazer ben Azariah any different than Rabbi Eliezer? They both hold that you're not allowed to be machrim everything, an entire category of your possessions. So it could be Nayu Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah disagree whether they're choshesh for the shita of Rabbi Ila. What's the shita of Rabbi Ila? Very famous shita. Dom Rabbi Ila b'Ushe iskinu hamevazveiz Ali Vazis Yasamichalmesh, that they made a takana in Usha. The Gemara Masech Ksuvus quotes this, that's the primary sugi of takanas Usha, that if someone is going to give away money to poor people, to tzedakah, he should not give more than a chomesh of his nechasim. And the Gemara Ksuvus explains, Shemeye Oni v'yitztarich lebrios, we're afraid that he's going to become poor himself, and then he's going to need to collect tzedakah. And that's what the Tanayim are arguing about over here, that Rabbi Lazar does not hold like Rabbi Ila. He holds that you're allowed to give more than chomesh, you just can't give everything away, whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says like Rabbi Ila, and that's why even for a cherim you can't give more than a chomesh of your nechasim away. There was a maisa once where a person wanted to give away more than 20% of his money to tzedakah, and his friends would not allow him to do that. Umanu, who are the chaverim that wouldn't allow it? Rabbi Yeshevav. Va'armilan, some say Rabbi Yeshevav, velo hinich lo chaverav, umanu Rabbi Akiva. That Rabbi Yeshevav was actually the one that wanted to do it, and it was Rabbi Akiva who put a stop to it. In Yerushalmi, in the first paragraph of Peah, it says, Maisib Rabbi Yeshevav, sha'amad v'echlik, it's called Nechasav la'niyaf, la'niyam, shalach l'Rabbi Gamliel, v'lar m'chomish m'nechasav l'mitzvos. That it was Rabbi Gamliel Leel who stopped Rabbi Yeshevav from doing it. Okay, so obviously different versions of this story, but the rule is that you're not allowed to give more than 20% of your money to tzedakah, and there is some discussion as to the discussion the Tanaim over here is whether we paskin like that rule. There is a startling chiddush that the Chasam Sofer has in a tshuva in Yardeis in Reish Chav Tes, where the Chasam Sofer writes that mida oraisa, if you have enough parnasa to survive today, then and then you make more money, you have to give all of the extras to an ani who doesn't have what to live off of today. And that's the definition of an ani, someone doesn't have what to live off today. Because the whole idea that you are pater from giving your mamun to aniyim is only because chayecha kodmin l'chayech avircha, that you have to support yourself before someone else. But if you already have enough to support yourself for today, then all the rest has to go to aniyim. That's what the Chassam Sofer says would have been the dinda oraisa. Meaning, we often think of takanas usha as, you know, they set expectations, Chazal said, of what's normal for tzedakah. That mida oraisa, maybe a person could say, I'll give a pruta, and that will be enough, we'll be giving tzedakah, and then takanas usha says, whoa, you should give more than 10%, don't give more than 20%, but it should be in that ballpark. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, the assumption before takanas usha was that you give everything away except for what you need for that day. In Usha, they made a takana not to give more than 20%, and they made an asmachta for their takana based on the pasuk aser asrenu lach, that two times meiser. So based on that, says the Chassam Sofer, let's say it's b'makom kibarav, your father is an ani, then the chum were not masakin this takana, then it goes back to the din Torah that if you don't have to be chozra al psachim and you have kidei chayev to be able to live for today, you got to give all the rest to your father if he needs the money. That's the startling chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. So his Talmud, Maram Shik, in a tshuva in Yordeus in Reish Lamed, says that when the Chassam Sofer says that you don't have to give, you only have to give a chomesh, that is a din of takana susha but midar raisa, you'd have to give way more. He just says that the Yerushalmi doesn't sound that way, because the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Maseches Peah says that it's halacha l'moshe Misinai that was forgotten and was brought back in Usha. That it wasn't that they made a new takana in Usha, they brought back an old din. The Yerushalmi says that nimnu b'Usha, that a person should give 20%. They voted in Usha that a person should give 20% of his nechassim, and there was a story with Rabbi Sheva, he wanted to give all of his Chassam Tanim. Rabbi Gamliel stopped him. So the Yerushalmi says Rabbi Gamliel was before Takanas Usha. So it turns out that this apparently was Nitkan before Takanas Usha. So the Gemara the Yerushalmi answers that the halacha preceded Usha. It's just that they had forgotten it, and then in Usha they brought back this halacha. So the Maram Shik says sounds very much not like the Chassam Sofer, that it's a din d'oraisa really that you only give 20% of your money to tzedakah. In the Yafa Mara on the Agados of the Yerushalmi, he explains that it's not halacha l'moshe Misinai, it was a takana keduma. It was nitkana in the days of Rav Gamliel and was later forgotten. So maybe it's not necessarily against the Chassam Sofer. So in the Sefer Yitzchak Yiranein, he quotes from a Sefer Eishal Avram, who asks on the Yafa Mara, and he says it doesn't really make sense. The Lashon Kach Hoysa Halacha B'Yadam does not sound like it was a takana keduma. It sounds like it was an actual halacha l'moshe Misinai. So he says it could be Aser Asrenalach is a real drosha gemura and not only an asmachta, and the Yerushalmi means to say that the halacha was forgotten from Klal Yisrael and they were misaking it in Usha. But the Yitzchak Yiranein just points out from our sugyot muchach that it's not a halacha l'moshe Misinai nor a din min haTorah from the Psukim, because the Mishnah says the way we're assuming is that the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah is a machlokas whether this din even exists. You could argue whether their din d'rabbanan exists. It's hard to believe that they're arguing on a d'oraisa level, because the Gemara says, oh, they're arguing about takanas usha. It doesn't sound like they're arguing on a d'oraisa level. The Rav Vosner writes in the Tshuva in Shevet HaLevi, Chalakesim, Kuflam and Aleph, that if the Chassam Sofer meant that if a person has parnasa for that day, he has to give all the rest to tzedakah, that's a chidush atzam, that's what you really have to do min hatori. He finds that hard to believe. You have to say that Chassam Sofer meant that a person who has parnasa to make every day, meaning he knows he has job security, he's going to make enough tomorrow and the next day and the next day, that's what he must have meant, that minat Torah you would be expected to give it all away. There are other exceptions to the din of Amvazvez, Al Yivazvez Yosar Michomesh, meaning the Chavos Chaim in Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Nun Vav has a long bir halacha about this topic, that if a person maybe is an Ashir Muflag, if a person is dying based on Gemara Ksubas Tav Samach Zayin, that on a person's deathbed, they're allowed to give away more than chamish nechasav. I've mentioned in the past that Rav Shechter has told us on numerous occasions that he gives away way more than a chamish nechasav. He gives closer to half of his money away to tzedakah. We asked him why. He said, because I'm an ashir muflag. An ashir muflag is allowed to give away more than 20%. Of course, we have to define what ashir muflag is, and obviously Rav Shechter's definition would probably be different than most of our definitions of an ashir muflag. Now the Gemara, when it mentions this idea that it's a machlokas tanaim, so the Rambam paskins this. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim writes that if the ani comes and asks for de mechsoro and you can't afford it, you give him kefi asagas yado. How much is that? Up to chamish nechasim is mitzvah minimum of chur. 1/10 is a beinani. Less than that is ayin ra'a. So you see that the Rambam paskins lahalacha like takanas usha. Thing is, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the first paragraph of Maseches Peah, the Rambam writes that when it says that kamilas chasadim is ein lashir, it means when a person comes to help someone physically, it's ein lashir. But as far as monetary help, then there is a shir. And what is that shir? He says 20%. And you don't have to give more than 20% of your mamon unless he did it mitzad midas chasidus. And in Usha, they made a takana, they should give 20%. But if hungry or people who need clothing come to you, then you have to give them whatever. Because the Kodesh Baruch said, demachsar asher yechsalo. So you have to give even more than 20%. So provided that it's less than chamesh nechasim. But if they need more than a chamesh nechasim, then you only have to give them 20%. And it's not an aveira to fail to give them more. It sounds that there are two chilukim between the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis. One is as far as giving less than 20%, and the other is as far as giving 20%. In the Yad HaChazaka, he says, if you give less than chomesh, you yotzir chiyuv even if there are aniyim lefanav. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, he says, no, if there are aniyim lefanav, you must give 20%. The second chiluk is as far as giving more than 20%. In the Yad HaChazaka, he says, you're not allowed to give more than 20%. In Perush HaMishnayis, he says that it's a midas chasidus to give more than 20%. So that's what the Yitzchak Irani says. It's totally in the machlokas in our sukkah, whether we accept takonas usha or not. Not accepting takonas usha would mean that 20% is a minimum and that you're allowed to give more, like the Perush HaMishnayis. But in the Yalach HaZaka, he seems to paskin directly like the takonas usha. Okay, Vaitu, next Mishnah. Hamachrin b'no b'ito, avdav shavchasu ivrim. A person decides to give his own children or his Jewish servants, stay meknaso, a field that he bought that's not an ancestral land. Then it doesn't count as a cherim because a person doesn't have the ability to be machrim that which does not belong to him. According to Rabbi Yehuda, cannot give a cherim. Rabbi Meir says, well, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon rather says, wait a second. Kohanim, I get. They can't be give a cherim because it's just going to go to them anyway. So as soon as they try to be machrim, it will belong to them anyway. But Levim can give a cherim she'en achram and shalahem because they don't get to keep it anyway. So how do we paskin? Amar Rebbe near in divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'karkaos shenamar ki achuzas olam hi lahem. That Rabbi Yehuda who says that Levim cannot be machrim is correct when it comes to karka because by the chaluk of the Ari Levim it says that it's achuzas olam hi lahem, that they're not able to be motzi'it from their rishus, that whatever they get as Yerusha has to remain with the Levim. The divrei Rabbi Shimon b'metaltalin, but I think Rabbi Shimon is correct that Levim are able to be machrim metaltalin shein achram shalahen, because after all they're not the ones that get to keep the charamim. There is a discussion here with the assumption that we're making that Kohanim cannot be Machrim because anyway the Charamim are going to belong to them. So the Achronim raise the Kasha. Who cares that they're going to belong to them? Nevertheless, the Cherim should be Chal and there should be a din of Mi'ila until the Kohen says that he's interested in being Zoche in it. And even if you say Chaser Shel Adam's Konelo Shalom Idaito, which is a possibility, but nevertheless, when the Metaltalin that you're Machrim are in someone else's Rishos, then it's not Konelo lo shalom idaito. So why wouldn't the chayrim work? So there's a kasha that Shittim Kabetzas asks in the name of the Rush, and the Echronim discuss this kasha. But whatever the answer to that kasha is, the assumption that we're going to make, that the Tanaim seem to be making, is that if the Kohen anyway is going to be zalcha in the chayrim, then it doesn't make sense that he would be able to give a chayrim, that he's just going to be able to turn around and be zalcha in anyway. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, so as far as Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim and Levim are both not able to be machrim. Bishlam a Kohanim, I get why Kohanim can't be in machrim and shakram shalahan, because it goes to them anyway. El Levim, but when it comes to Levim, Bishlam makarkoilo macharmi, I get why by karka the Levim are not going to be able to give a chayrim. Dechsev ki achuzas olam hilahem, because by karka it says ki achuzas olam hilahem. El metaltil lichrami, but why can't Levim give metaltilin as a chayrim? So says Gemara, because Amar Kram mikola shalo. That's a hekesh between metaltalin and karka. Makesh metaltalin and the karkaos. And if you can't give karka as a chirim, then mela, they can't give metaltalin as a chirim either. Rabbi Shimon holds that Kohanim cannot be machrim, but Levium can. Bishl Kohanim, I understand why Kohanim cannot kedamaran, like we said, since they're the ones that are zochin it anyway. El Levim, but when it comes to Levim, who can be machrim according to Rabbi Shimon, Bishon metatlan achrim. I get why metatlan are able to be machrim. Zlo makish, he must not hold of this hekish. El mekarkoi amai. But why are Levim able to give karka as a chirim? Haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say achuzas olam hi lahem? That it's an achuzas olam for them. The mashmas of the pasuk is that the karka is theirs to keep forever, and they're not allowed to give it over to someone else's bailus. So says Gemara, yeah, right. My machrim and nami dechamer metaltali. Even when Rabbi Shimon says that Levim can give a chayrim, it means they can give metaltalin as a chayrim. But it never meant, Rabbi Shimon never meant, that they can give karka as a chayrim. Says Gemara, but wait, mitaktani sefer. The sefer goes on to say, Omar Rebbe nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda b'mekarkoi v'divrei Rabbi Shimon b'metaltali. That Rebbe says, I paskin like Rabbi Shimon as far as metaltalin is concerned. But that makes it sound that Rabbi Shimon holds his shita even as far as karka is concerned. Mechlal Rabbi Shimon mekarkoi nami kamar. That Rabbi Shimon would hold that Levim are able to be machrim karka as well. So says Gemara, no, we misunderstood Rebbe's comment. Hachi kamar. What Rebbe meant to say is as follows. Omar Rebbe nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda li Rabbi Shimon b'karkoi. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to karka. Sha'af Rabbi Shimon lo nechlik lavel b'metaltalin aber karkos modilei. Even Rabbi Shimon was only cholik on Rabbi Yehuda as far as metaltalin are concerned. But as far as karka is concerned, Rabbi Shimon is going to be modded to Rabbi Yehuda that a levi cannot be machrim. So now the Gemara explains what happens to these nechasim that you're machrim. So I'm Rabbi Chiya Baravin hechrim metaltalin nosan kol koin sheyirta. If you're machrim metaltalin to kohanim, give it to whatever coin you want to give it to, Shinemar, because the pasuk says Kol Chirim b'Yisrael l'chayiya. You have to give the Chirim to Kohanim, but you can give them to whatever Kohen you're interested in giving it to. The Lashon of the Pasuk l'chayiya sounds like you have to give it to Aaron a Kohen, really, but it doesn't mean dafka l'Aaron, not to other Kohanim. You can give it to whatever Kohanim you want, Rashi points out. Hechrim Sadosav, if a person is machrif some of his fields, so he's not allowed to give it to whatever Kohen he wants, Nosan the Kohen, Shabbat Usa Mishmar. You got to give it to the Kohen, who's the Kohen of that week's Mishmar. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by stei achuza, kistei hachirim lakohen tiya achuza, so that the kohanim are zoche in the stei achuza that leaves the rishus of the kona during Yovel, just like they're zoche in a stei achirim. And based on this pasuk, we learn that a stei achirim is given to kohanim. V'gomar lakohen lakohen mikes lager. And that din that you got to give stei achirim to a kohen who's working in that Mishmar is derived from a gzeru shava of lakohen lakohen from Gezel Ager. But when it comes to Keren and Asham of Gezel Ager, the pasuk says Hashama Mushav LaHashem LaKohen. When it comes to Stei Achirim, the pasuk says Kistei Achirim LaKohen Tiachuzaso. So we learn just like the Keren and Asham of Gezel Ager is given to Kohanim of that Mishmar, so too Sodos Achirim are given to the Kohanim of that Mishmar. What's this Gezel Ager? What's this business of the Keren and the Asham of Gezel Ager? Geir. The halacha is, if a person steals, so he's got to pay back, right? What if the person he stole from is a Geir? Good, so give it back to the Geir. What if the person he stole back is a Geir and he's dead and he doesn't have any relatives? Because only a Geir, it's possible to not have relatives. If a person is a native Jew, then of course he has relatives, because you just have to look far enough back. But a Geir, it's possible he has no relatives. So then it goes to Kohanim. So that pasuk is linked with the pasuk about Cherim, and just like over there, which Kohanim does it go to? It goes to the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar. This also goes to the Kohanim of that week's Mishmar. Frak the Gemara of Ahasa Minalan, by Gezel Ager, how do I know that the Gazan has to give the Keren Chomesh dafka to the Kohen of that Mishmar? He's not allowed to give it to whatever Kohen he feels like giving it to. Titanya, because we have a Brisa in Meseches Baba Kama. The Torah, when it talks about Gezel Ager, it tells us Lashem LaKohen. So the Chor, it's a stira. Beginning of the pasuk says it goes LaShem, sounds like it goes to Hegdish. And the Hemshech of the pasuk says LaKohen, that you give it to a Kohen. Kino'o Hashem Unisana LaKohen. Hashem is Kona, the Keren V'Chomesh, and he's Mizaka it to a Kohen Shabbat Oso Mishmar, of that week's Mishmar. So Atomer LaKohen Shabbat Oso Mishmar, Oinuela LaKol Kohen Shehirta. How do I know it means to the Kohen of that week's Mishmar? Maybe it means any Kohen. No, Kishu Omer, Milvad Ela Kippur Mashiach Chaper Bo Alav, that the Gazan gives to the Kohen, the Keren and the Chomesh, aside from the Karban Asham that the guy is going to, that Kohen is going to bring on his behalf and achieve a kapara for him. So what do you see? If you say that I'm going to give him the Keren, the Chomesh, and also he's going to bring my Karban Asham, sorry, the Kohen Shavos Mishmar Kosim Adad there. Obviously, we're talking about the Kohen of that week's Mishmar, because who's bringing your Karban Asham? It's the Kohen that's on duty that week. It's the Kohen of that week's Mishmar. He's the one that's bringing your Karban Asham. And therefore, the Pasuk is telling me that he's the one that's going to get my Keren V'Chomesh as well. Good. So once I know that the Gezel Hager money goes to the Kohen of that week's Mishmar, Memela, I also know that the charamim of Karka go to the Kohen of that week's Mishmar. So now, the Gemara brings another din that Rabbi Chiya Rabin taught us. The Sada Hayotza the Kohen B'Yovel. Let's say you have a Steachuza that was Huktash, and the Bailum was never Goelit. He never redeemed it, or someone else bought it from Hegdish. The halacha is now, it's going to leave the Rishus Bailum at Yovel, and it's going to be given to the Kohanim. Right? So Ruvein takes a Steachuza, he's Makdish it, Shimon buys it back from Hegdish. When Yovel comes, Shimon loses it, but it does not go back to Reuven like we've learned in recent Tapim. Rather, it goes to the Kohanim. So which Kohanim? Nosel Mishmar Shapagavo Yovel. The Kohanim that are on duty, that are on call when that is their Mishmar when the Yovel happens. So Yibayilu. Pagabo b'Shabbos Mai. What happens if Yom Kippur of Yovel falls on Shabbos? Shabbos is the changing of the guards. So there are two Mishmaros. Which of the Mishmaros that are serving on Shabbos is the one that's Zocha in this property? Is it the Mishmar that worked up until the and through the Karban Musaf, or is it the Mishmar that begins its Avoda after the Karban Musaf? Samar b'Chibarami Mishmei d'Chulfana Nosel l'Mishmar Hayotzei. You give it to the Mishmar that worked the first half of Shabbos day, because Yovel begins already at the beginning of night, when nightfall happens, and that's the Zman of the Mishmar Yotzei, and the Kohanim of that Mishmar are the ones that get the Sadeh. So Amrav Nachum Yitzchak Tani Namiachi. Yeah, we have a Braisa that supports this, that says just like Rabbi Chiya Bar-Ami, that the Yovel begins at the beginning of the night, because the Braisa tells us that since there are 49 years, the 49th year of a Yovel cycle is a Shemitah year, and the year right after it, the 50th year, is a Yovel year. Nimtzei sata omer echad Yovel ve'echad Shviyas mishamtin ke'echad. It turns out that Yovel and Shemitah are mishamit at the same time. Elashe Yovel b'tchilaso. It's just that Yovel is mishamit karka at the beginning of the Yovel year, v'shemitah b'sofa, and Shemitah is mishamit ksathim at the end of the seventh year. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. The Lashon of the Braisa sounds like Yovel and Shemitah are similar in that they're both mishamit at the same time, but they're different in that Yovel is mishamit at the beginning and Shemitah is at the end. But Adrabba, no, they're both really the same point over here. The whole fact that they're similar to each other and that they're both Meshamed at the same time is Mishum Hachiavai. It's only because Yovel is Meshamed at the beginning and Shemitah at the end. That's why they coincide. Meaning the end of the 49th year, beginning of the 50th year, are ke'echad, are at the same time. So it's only because Shemitah is effective at the end of the year and Yovel is effective at the beginning of the year that they actually are ke'echad. So it says, well, you're right. Ema mipnei shayovel. It shouldn't have made it sound like it's an even though, but it's a because of. We should say that echad yovel and echad shvius are meshamtim ke'echad because yovel is meshamit at the beginning and shmita at the end. But you see that yovel is chal at the beginning of the night of the end of the shmita year. So bish, so which is a raya, therefore, to the idea that you would give it, if it's Shabbos, that you'd give it to the Mishmar that worked the first half of Shabbos, because they're the ones that were really on duty when Yovel took effect. So it says, Rabish, the Shvius Besofa, this din of the Brisa, that Shemitah's Mishamid at the end of the year, I get very well, because the Pasuk says, Miketz Sheva Shanim Tasa Shemitah, that it's at the end of the 7 years that we make a Shemitah, so Shemitah's going to be Chal, Eli Yovel B'tchilaso, but is that true that Yovel is Shamit at the very beginning of the year? No, b'yom kippurim hu. It's in Yom Kippur that Yovel is Meshamit. The Pasuk says, b'yom kippurim taviru shofar b'chol aretzachem. That it's in Yom kippurim that we blow the shofar and we're mekadesh nasachemishim shana. That it's Yovel tielachem shavtu yishal chuzaso crossim jor ba'aretz. Right, the whole business, the whole Liberty Bell pasuk. That's all on Yom Kippur of Yovel. What do you mean at the beginning of Yovel? So it says Gemara, Hamani, who's the Tana that taught this Braisa, that Shemitas Ksafim of the 49th year and the Hafka'a of Yovel of the 50th year are mamish simultaneous and not 10 days apart from each other? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher B'Yochum ben Brokehi, Damer Mirosh Hashanah Hudechayel Yovel. That's the unique sheet of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher B'Yochum ben Brokehi, who holds that Yovel is actually chal not on Yom Kippur of Yovel, but on Rosh Hashanah of Yovel, that it actually takes effect. So the Shemitas Ksafim of the Shemitah year and the Hafka'os of the Avadim and the Karka of Yovel year are actually chal simultaneously. So Shama Chizkia Bar Bilvatu Va'azel Amara Kamed Rabbi Yavo. So Chizkia Bar Bilvatu heard this statement of Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, and he went and he told it to Rabbi Avahu, and he asked on it, why is it that Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin was mechalik between metaltin and karka? The metaltin you get to give to whatever kohen you want to give it, but karka has to go to the kohen who's working that mishmar. V'lekish metaltin v'karkos, isn't there a hekish between them? The pasuk by Stei Charam says Mikol Shalo Umisteach Uzaso, and we said in Amud Aleph that Mikol Shalo is talking about metaltin, Umisteach Uzaso is obviously talking about karka. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin should have made this equation that they followed the same rules, and therefore if you have to give the karka to the kohanim of that week's mishmar, you should have to give the metaltalin to the kohanim of that week's mishmar. So it says, well, lav tanahi, isn't it a machlokas tanam dika demakish v'gadol makish? We already learned in Amud Aleph, not everyone agrees with this hekish. So since it's a machlokas tanam, you can't ask a kasha on Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin why he doesn't make the hekish. Kamandi amar lo makshinim. He's obviously assuming, like the shita that holds, that we don't make this hekish. Now, a word about this idea of Shemitah being Meshamed at the end. In our Gemara, it says Shvius is only Meshamed at the end when Shemitah's Ksafim, meaning Shemitah's Ksafim, happens at the end of the 7th year. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether the 7th year itself, you're allowed to collect on loans that were made before the 7th year. The Rambam in the 9th parak of Shemitah V'yovel L'chadalid writes that since Shemitah is only Meshamed the Ksafim at the end of the year, so you could collect your Chavos throughout the entire 7th year until Shkiyas HaChama of Erev Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. And according to the Rambam, it turns out that the time to make the Pros Bull is Erev Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, at the very end of the Shemitah year. The Rosh Hashita in the 4th parak of Maseches Gittin, Simin Yirches and Simin Chav, says that when we say Shvius is Meshametes Besofa, it means that if the Lova paid on his own, the Malva is allowed to take the money up until then, and he doesn't have to say, I'm sorry, Meshamet Ani, I'm not going to accept it. But the Isser to be Toveya your Chov is Chal on the Malva as soon as Shemitah year starts, and Beis Din is not Niskakim Lo if he wants to get paid back once the Shemitah year has started. And that's why he says, we don't write a prosbul during Shemitah, just like we're not gova a chov, because the etzim yeshiva's based in to write a prosbul is is considered a violation of lo yigas. It's during the Shemitah year. So when would you write a pros bull? Before the Shemitah year, in order that you could collect the chov during the Shemitah year itself. And that's how the Torah seems to assume as well. So la halach shulchan aruch paskins, like the in Chosh Mishpatz and Samach Zayin, that like the Shitas Rambam, but the Urim V'Tumim and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and others say that it's better to be machmir like the Rosh and to write a pros bull already at the end of the sixth year. And if you didn't make a pros bull at the end of the sixth year, you make one in the seventh year up until Rosh Hashanah of Motzai Shviyas. So that's how it plays out in halacha, that there is this machlokes Rishonim, but in Shulchan Aruch we really paskin like the Shitas Harambam. The Chassam Sofer says that the Bach assumes like Shitas Harash, but we're not going to have time to get into the details. Okay, so let's get on to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Cherem Kohanim Ein Lem Pidyon. Any cherem that you give the Kohanim, there's no way to be podit al nosim the Kohanim b'truma. You give it to Kohanim like kitruma, like you would give truma to Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda say Romer Stam Cherem LeBedik Abayis. If whenever you say something as a cherem without identifying what kind of cherem, it calls the Bedik Abayis. Never call cherem Kodesh Kadoshim Hu LaHashem. V'cham Romer Stam Cherem LeKohanim. Then no, Stam Cherem goes to Kohanim. Shnemer Kasteh Cherem LaKohen Tiachuzaso. Im Kain Lama Never call cherem Kodesh Kadoshim Hu LaHashem. What do you do with the pasuk of that it says LaHashem? Chal Al Kodesh Kachim Ve Al Kachim Kalim. That a cherem can be chal on Kodesh Kachim and on Kachim Kalim. We'll have to see what that means. Machrim Adam as Kadosh, if a person could be machrim something that he was already makdish, bein kodshe kadoshim, bein kodshim kalim, im neder no sein demayan. If a person was machrim a behema that he was makdish because he was chayv a korban, because of a neder, the guy said, hooray, alai ola. And he was mafresh a behema to be an ola. So since, no matter what happens with that animal, he's going to have to bring an ola, even if he loses that animal is considered to be his own mamon, and therefore the cherim is going to take effect. So he's going to have to give the value of that animal. But if he said hare zo ola, so then the animal already belongs to Hegdish, because he's not chayv in the achrayis of that animal, therefore nosin es tovasad. He gives to the Kohen the money that's worth the tovas hana'ah that he's getting from that animal. Since at the time that he was makdish the behema, it already wasn't his, it already belonged to Hegdish. Shor ze ola omdin kama adam rotzel litein b'shor ze. If he said shor ze ola, what we have to assess is how much would a person be willing to give for this shor la'aloso ola afal pishen arashe, to bring it as an ola, even though he's not chayiv to bring it as an ola, meaning someone who's not chayiv in ola, how much would he pay for an animal that the only thing he's going to be allowed to do with it is to bring it as an ola, and that's what you have to pay if you made your carbon ola a cherem. Habachar, if it's a bechar behema, bein tam bein balmum, whether it's tam balmum, machrimin also. You're allowed to be machrimit even though it is kadosh itself, and you were ready mechuyev to give it to a kohen midin bechar the ketat podim also. How do you redeem it? Omdin kamadim rotzalitein bechar ze litno leben bito ol leben achoso. We have to make an assessment. How much would a Yisrael be willing to give the owner of this bechar for the right to be able to give it to his relative who's a kohen? So I'm a Yisrael, but my grandson is a kohen. I want to give it to my grandson or to my son-in-law or someone like that. So how much would I be willing to pay for it, knowing that those are my limitations? That's how we make the assessment. Okay, but next time we will pick up on Daf Chaf Teres Amud Aleph.